Shrinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnasha.
Shrinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnasha.
Smaranti nandanti tadehitam jana.
Smaranti nandanti tadehitam jana.
Sa eva pasyanti asirena tavakam.
Sa eva pasyanti asirena tavakam.
Pravatravaho paramam parambujam.
Pravatravaho paramam parambujam.
Shrinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnasah.
Shrinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnasah.
Smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana.
Smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana.
Sa eva pasyanti asirena tavakam.
Sa eva pasyanti asirena tavakam.
Bhava pravaho paramam padambujam.
Bhava pravaho paramam padambujam.
Shrinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnasah.
Shrinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnasah.
Smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana.
Smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana.
Sa eva pasyanti asirena tavakam.
Sa eva pasyanti asirena tavakam.
Bhava pravaho paramam padambujam.
Bhava pravaho paramam padambujam.
Gayanti, chant, grinanti, take, abhishnasha, continuously, smaranti, remembers, nandanti, takes pleasure, tava, your, ihitam, activities. Janaha, people in general. So, that, eva, certainly, pashyanti, can see, atirena, very soon, tavakam, your, bhavapravaha, the current of rebirth. Uparamam, cessation. Parambujam, lotus feet. Translation. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death.
In the previous verse, it is explained the bhaveshmin krishnamanam. Anyone who has come to this material world, bhave in this material world, what means in this? Krishnamanam. There, all working his heart, or taking trouble very much, like that, working Krishna Mahārāja. He cannot bear this, so much burden. Still, he is loaded with so much burden. That is Krishna Mahārāja. If you can bear some load, that's all right. But if you cannot, if it is overloaded, then it is very difficult to go on. So, in the previous verse, it was suggested that śravanam, smaranam, arahanam, to get out of this troublesome life, kṛṣṇamānāna, avidyā, kāma karma bhi. They have created kāma karma bhi, kāma, lusty desire, desireful. They have created work, heavy work. Therefore, Krishna always in trouble. So, to mitigate that trouble, the recommendation is smaranam, smaranam, arahanam. So Krishna comes to introduce the system by which one can get relief from this continuous troublesome life. Therefore Krishna says, jada jada hi dharmasya glanim. That say you suffer when you create some disturbance in the law. Then you suffer. We have got experience. If we violate the state laws, then we have to suffer. Similarly, religion means God laws. They do not know. Religion means faith. Faith, you may have faith something, I may have faith something. I may believe you, or you may not believe me. That is not religion. Religion, I do not believe in God. Just like this big mission, they say. You can manufacture your own way. Jatama tapo. Whatever you think, right, that is right. This is your philosophy. But that is not science. I am a madman, whatever I am thinking, that is all right. How is it? 2 + 2 = 4, it is science. If I believe, no, 2 + 2 = 5, or 2 + 2 = 3, no. So dhanmasya glani bhavati means there is course, laws of God. When you violate that laws of God, that is called dharmasya glani. Dharmasya glani. Glani means deviation, discrepancy. So, we are suffering by violating the laws of God. Just like we suffer by violating the laws of the state, similarly, as soon as we violate the laws of God, we are subject to so many tribulations. Now, how to get out of that? That is bhakti yoga. But Krishna comes to take you out from this position, dharmasya glani, and that is the process which Krishna recommends that you do this. And if you take it, then you will be delivered. You will get relief. And that is Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Bhakti Yoga. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Sattham, Atmani Vedanam. Tanmanne Vajitam Uttamam. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is engaged in these activities, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting. Hearing means to hear about somebody else, his activities, his form, his quality, his entourage, so many things. If I want to hear about you, you must have some activities. That's why history, we hear about history. What is history? History means a record of activities of different persons in different ages. That is history. So, as soon as there is the question hearing, then the next question will be, to hear what? Or what about? What is the subject matter? So that is said, Vishnu. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The activities of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. That is it. Not that hearing the news in the newspaper. Not that thought of it. Brahma Jigyasa. These things are statements in the Veda. Inquiry about Brahma. Hearing about Brahma. Just like here, we are also hearing and chanting. So what is the subject matter? The subject matter is Krishna. we are not hearing here any market report. What is the price of this, what is the price of this share or that share? No. We are hearing about Krishna. And when there is question of hearing, there must be speaking or chanting. So we are speaking and chanting about Krishna. And that is bhakti yoga. Simply always be engaged in hearing and chanting about Krishna. Savanam Kirtanam, Vishnu. Then further, as soon as you become expert in hearing and chanting, then the next stage is smaranam, smaranam, thinking of. Anything you speak or hear, later on you contemplate, you meditate, smaranam. The smaranam is the third stage. First of all, one must begin with hearing, smaranam. Otherwise, what about meditation? If you do not know the subject matter of meditation, where is the question of meditation? Therefore, we must first of all hear about the subject matter of meditation. And that is chanting. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, about Lord Vishnu. But actually, yoga meditation means to see the form of the Lord, 400 Vishnu Murti, within the heart. That is real meditation. Now these rascals are manufactured so-called meditation. That is not meditation. Meditation means to see the form of the Lord within your heart. Because they are. In the heart there is the Lord. Ishara sarvabhutana riddhesha arjuna tishtati. So by controlling all the senses are very restless. They are going this way, that way, this way, that way. Mind is going this way, that way. So, by this Ashtanga Yoga system, by sitting posture, by controlling the breathing, by modes of different posture of seeing, so many things there are. So the real thing is to control the mind and concentrate it on the form of Vishnu. That is called samadhi. Pratyaha samadhi. So Ashtanga Yoga means to come to this point of smaranam. Smaranam. Archanam. This is archanam. Just like we are worshipping the deity. Sri Vigrahara Dhanamittanana Sengara Kanaman Viramajanadu. Sri Vigraha, the deity worship. Aradhanam, aradhanam, worshipping. Sri Vigraha, aradhanam. Sri Vigraha, aradhanam, nitya, nitya daily, not that. Aradhanam after 1 week or 1 month, no. Nitya, 24 hours. So you should have such program for worshipping the deity that you may be engaged 24 hours. 24 hours. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nitta Nana. Nitta Nitta Nana. Singara. Dressing. Decorate. Daily. New dress. Or twice new dress. Or four times new dress. As much as you can. Singa. This is called Singa. Krishna is opulent. The most opulent enjoyer. And we should supply. We should supply by which he can enjoy. Just like if somebody gives him a new dress, Christ Lord, the new dress, very nice. So that is my enjoyment. Similarly, if you satisfy Krishna daily, a very gorgeous dress, just like today I see, it is very nice. This kind of dress should be supplied to Krishna. First class clothing, first class. Everything first class. No third class thing for Krishna. All first class. The gopis must be first class. The dress must be first class. The eating bhutstam must be first class. The sitting place must be first class. More than first class. That is called Sri Vigraha. श्रृंगार तन मंदिर माजना रो क्लींस इन द टेम्पल एज क्लीन एज ग्लास ऑल एवरीवन remark is that our temples are very clean. Yes, temple means must be very clean. The more you clean the temple, the more your heart becomes clean. This is the problem. The more you dress Krishna, you become satisfied. At the present moment, we are accustomed to see my dress, how costly dress I have got, I become satisfied. No. When by dressing Krishna you feel satisfied, that is spiritual satisfaction. That is spiritual satisfaction. Sri Vigrahara Dhanantana Singhara Tanmandira Madhinada Yuttasya Bhaktanasya Nijanjitu Pi. So this is the business of the spiritual master. Yuttasya. Can get that. All right. Mandi Guru Sri Charanam. That's Guru, the spiritual master. I'm offering. This is good bhakti. Here it is said. Srinand. Kunti Devi. The first business is Srinand. One must be eager to hear. Listen, everything is hearing. You go to school, college. What purpose? You pay this school fee, college fee, for hearing. You hear from the learned professor, teacher, you sit down, and you get knowledge. The first thing is sinnanti. Therefore, a devotee is always engaged in hearing about Krishna. Sinnanti. That is devotee's business. Tabi hitam. Those who are cultivating Krishna consciousness, their first business is hearing. So sinnanti, gayanti. And if you actually, you have heard about Krishna, the next business will be to chant, gayanti. Just like our preachers are going from here to interior parts of the village. Wow, what is the purpose? For gayanti, for preaching, for chanting, so that they may get the opportunity of hearing. Giving opportunity to the people for hearing. That is gayanti. Gunanti, and text seriously. Avishnatha means 24 hours, without any stop. All right. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore recommends. Kirtaniya Sadahari, one should be engaged 24 hours in chant. That is the business of Krishna consciousness. Here in chant, Savanam Kirtanam. Either all the items, or take one act. Simply hearing. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj did not do any other thing. He sat down tight before Sukadev Goswami and went on hearing for 7 days. And then his life is finished. So anyone, or all of them, if you simply hear without doing anything, simply sit down in the temple and whenever there is talk of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, go on hearing. Even if you do not understand, please hear, that's all. That vibration, that mantra vibration will help you. Understanding is not very important thing. There may be so many fools and actors who do not know grammar, do not know Shastri. No, there is no need of. Apratihata. Mukti is apratihata. Nothing can check the progress of mukti. So simply, you have to adopt the process. The process is here. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was criticized by Sagarbhauma Bhattacharya in the beginning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was son of Jagannath Mishra, and Jagannath Mishra, Jagannath Mishra's father-in-law, that means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather, Nirambha Chakravarti. He happened to be class friend of Sarvabhauma's father. That means Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya comes on the level of his father. So he asked that you as a boy, 24 years old only, you have taken sannyas. It is very difficult to take sannyas because there are so many attractions for the young man. So you hear Vedanta Sutra. There is a hearing. The hearing. So hearing is so important. Even among the Mahavadi school, they hear Vedanta Sutra. We also hear, but we hear real Vedanta Sutra. Because the false we interpret, their hearing is poor. But we don't interpret. We hear actually. Krishna says that I am the Supreme. We accept. That is hearing. And if we interpret, oh, Krishna means this, Kurukshetra means this, that means it's spoiling the time. Why this, that? As it is. Here as it is. Then, so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to hear Vedanta, you know. And he was hearing, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was going on, speaking, reciting Vedanta Sutra. But he was simply hearing. And then he was not asking any question. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked that, well, boy, you are hearing, but you are not asking anything. What is this? You cannot understand? Or what is the reason that you are silent? He said, yes, I'm understanding. But I am silent because you are explaining in a different way. Therefore, I'm simply hearing the bhakshas of Vedanta Sutra. I'm not hearing you indirectly. Of course, you are opening the path. Indirectly, you said that you are explaining the meaning foolishly. He said later on that I see, I hear the bhakshas just like sunshine, but you are explaining just like covering cloud. This is your explanation. Sun is, nobody requires any lamp to see the sun. Everyone can see. But if it is covered by the clouds, it is very difficult. So this Mahavan interpretation is explanation means covering the real meaning. That's all. They do so, like. They never accept the direct meaning. Kurukshetra, Dharma Khetra, even big, big political leader, they will cover. Kurukshetra means this, Dharma Khetra means this. No. Hearing should be, our policy is hearing the original as it is. Then it will be effective. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu should be heard as he is. Gridantiya Vishnasa Smaranti, they say, meditation. Remember it. Smaranti, Nandanti. Nandanti means inhibitors, jubilant, pleasure. Reserve had a pleasure, Nandanti. Nandan means pleasing. Nandanti, who, sava, hitam jana. Those who are cultivating Krishna consciousness, their business is sinanti, sinanti, gayanti, ginanti, o Vishnu. This is the program everywhere. We have to hear about Krishna, we have to speak about Krishna, we have to deal about Krishna. Simply, there are so many activities in relationship with Krishna. We have to adopt everything. Then, Sarva-pashyanti. By this process, one day will come that he will see you. Parayuva Pashyanti. And what is that? Vision. When you see God, Krishna, then what is the effect? The effect is bhava pravaha upuramam. Bhava pravaha. Pravaha means current. Now we are going up. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that mayaravase jatya bhish. This guy, there is very forcible currents in the river, and if some animal is thrown in that, will be washed away. So we are being washed away by the currents, one after another, on this material nature. Just like you have seen the big waves in the Pacific Ocean. Similarly, because we are under the grief of the material nature, patite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvata, so we become under the influence of the three modes of material nature, and by the current of such material nature, we are being washed. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, mayar bose jatya bhish. You are being washed away, carried away by the currents. The currents also describe. The first current is sangha. The second current is thirst. Similarly, another current, janma mrityu, birth, death, old age. These are all currents. These are different currents of the material nature. We become hungry, we become thirsty, we become overwhelmed with regret, sukha, moha, illusion, then birth, death, so many currents. We are being carried. I am spirit soul. I am put into the material ocean, and the currents means currents are carried. So here, if you be engaged, sinnanti gayanti, avitnasa, 24 hours, then the current upasamam, the current is strong. No more you will be carried away by these material currents. Bhava pravaha upadapam, whereas padambujam, your lotus feet. Your lotus. One who has learned how to see Krishna's lotus feet and offer a little tulsi and sandalwood path, this current will stop. This current of material life will stop. There is another nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Samasitam de padapallavam plavam. Just like in the currents are in the ocean. So if you get a nice boat, then you can cross over the current very nicely. So it is recommended, samasthito di padapallamam plamam. You have seen the lotus petals, that is also just like boat. Is it not? Like small boat. See, if you get the help of the padapallava, the lotus feet of Krishna. Then, by that total boat, bhavambhudhi, this great ocean of birth and death, bhastapadam, it becomes just like the water contained in the hold, created by the hoop of a cup. Bhastapadam. We have no experience, but in India, during rainy season, the roads become muddy, and the cows and the calves go, and they have got holes created, and there is some water. So such vatsapadam water, you can jump over at a time wonder. So similarly, this great ocean of bhavambhudhi, birth and death, although it is very great for others, for a devotee, it becomes like that hole. He can jump one leg at a time. Vavamudhi Vastapadam Parampadam. Then by that way, he attains Parampadam, supreme abode. Then what about this world? This world is Padang Padang Jatavipadam. This is simply full of dangers, every step. Satyatam. Not for the devotee. This is not, this is not the place for the devotee. This is for the persons who are suffering. Prisamana. Therefore, Kunti Devi is suggesting, this is the medicine of your suffering. Take it and be happy. Thank you.